Chapter 2. Who are translators? Who are translators? Translators come from all walks of life and, by necessity, all parts of the world. Translators can be male or female, disabled or able-bodied, short or tall, fat or thin, rich or poor, unfashionable or fashionista, etc. Translation is truly an equal opportunity occupation, with advancement based on achievement. So, do translators have anything at all in common? Yes. Despite all their differences, one of the things translators share is a love of language. A good translation professional is fascinated by language, by its permutations, and by how to best express those different shades of meaning. In other words, language itself is generally one of a translator's passions. What personality traits should a translator have? To survive and do well in the long term, translators should be all or most of the following: reliable, trustworthy and ethical, self-disciplined, punctual, organized, responsible, aware of their strengths and weaknesses, with good judgment about where their competence lies and at what point their incompetence starts, conscientious about doing their best and getting things right. A translator cares deeply about getting something right and intensely about arriving at the deeper meaning in a sentence, a phrase, a paragraph, and a word. Patient. This is a very labor-intensive and time-consuming job. Detail-oriented. Diligent and hard-working, as translation is a good deal of work, although the work is often fun for those who love doing it. Humble and self-effacing, as they must make their translation and writing style match what someone else has written. Confident, but self-critical. Communicative in order to be able to discuss questions and matters with their employers or clients. Helpful and concerned about helping people. Love learning. To stay at the top of their game, translators must keep learning. The career requires lifelong learning, a modern phrase that describes the process of continuous acquisition and storage of knowledge. Translators should also have a good memory, concentration, and the ability to focus deeply. These are typical personality traits, and yet, interestingly enough, the personality types of translators vary extensively. One image of a translator is that of a solitary human being hunched over a dictionary, laboring over an arcane, beautiful work of literature for years before finally delivering it to the public. Another image is of an interpreter playing verbal ping pong while doing simultaneous translation. Both are valid images, and there are many, many more in between. What other occupation allows for so many different personality types? What skills does a translator need? Because translators work with a written word, they need to read the language they are translating from very well. Translators also need to be able to write well in the language that they translate into. In other words, if you are going to translate the written word, you either must start out as a good writer or learn to be one. This is not an impossible task, as writing is a skill that can be learned. Take some classes if this is not your strength. If your grammar is shaky and your notion of spelling even scarier, you'll have even more work cut out for you. But you can overcome these weaknesses with education, a good partner, a dictionary and style guide, and perpetual vigilance. Over time, you may no longer have to think about them, or you may always need to do so. It should go without saying that translation requires linguistic skills. A translator should be able to understand and analyze written text as a basic intellectual skill, instead of just trying to translate word for word. A good translator must first clearly understand a text, and then, at each step, analyze it and transform it into a second language. Last but not least, a translator should know at least two languages very well, preferably fluently. Does this mean they need to be bilingual? Keep listening. Free bonus audio MP3 content. Our team recorded an expert translator audio interview with Paulo Eduardo Rodriguez da Silva on the topic of how to succeed as a translator. This audio was originally produced as one of the 10 expert translator audio interview modules for the Certified Translation Professional, or CTP, program. But you can listen to it for free by going online to translatorcertification.com/audio1/. Are all translators bilingual? Not necessarily. There are as many definitions of bilingual as there are linguists in the world, and how fluent one must be to be considered bilingual is the subject of considerable debate. Since languages are a moving target, and the human brain is constantly learning and, sadly enough, forgetting, a person may feel more fluent on one day and less on another. In this handbook, we will refer to someone as being completely bilingual when they are completely fluent in two languages, so much so that a native speaker wouldn't be able to perceive any difference in either language, other than perhaps a trace of an accent. For the purposes of the translation profession, a bilingual person can understand or speak two languages well, either because they learned both as a child or because they thoroughly learned a second language later on. And a multilingual person, sometimes called a polyglot, speaks or understands three or more languages. Although the bilingual person may be fluent in two languages and the polyglot in many, more often than not, one language is still the strongest. Under most circumstances, that strongest language is the one that the translator spoke throughout his or her childhood, unless the person spoke two languages in the home from very early on. In an increasingly multicultural global world, this is happening more and more often. It is a myth that a bilingual speaker is best at translation. Translation is a separate skill set from learning or speaking a second or third language. It requires different, additional abilities. Indeed, the two skill sets often do not coexist in the same person. A translator's native language. The language, or languages, that someone spoke throughout childhood is called his or her native language or mother tongue. With very few exceptions, such as when someone is completely bilingual or has lived in a different country for decades, translators can translate out of many languages, but should only translate into their native language. Why is this? Once again, unless a person spoke two languages throughout childhood and is completely bilingual, he or she may understand a second or third language very well, but still make an occasional mistake in that second or third language when he or she writes or speaks it, as passive language skills are acquired much more quickly than active ones. Moreover, the syntax, phrasing, and subtle details in that second language are generally at least slightly non-native, either from time to time or often, and often glaringly so. It is almost always possible to figure out when someone is working in a language other than his or her mother tongue. So, to reiterate, with rare exceptions, a translator should always, always, always only translate into their native language. As an aside, it goes without saying that a translator had best be flawless in their native language, or else they won't be much of a professional at all. How many languages should a translator work in? Given that a translator will only translate into his or her native language or languages, can he or she translate out of more than one language? Of course, if they are qualified. In general, it is easier to learn a third language, or even a fourth, than a second one. If one speaks a related language, one can, in fact, translate out of a language that one isn't fluent in. For example, Czech for a Slovakian speaker. Ideally, all translators are fluent or near fluent in at least two languages. Nonetheless, there is no universal prescription about the number of languages a translator should know. It depends on his or her personal career path, linguistic talent and experience, desired specializations, and, of course, the market. So, the answer to the question really is, as many languages as they can translate well. What are the benefits of being a translator? Translation, particularly as a freelance translator, is a job that combines freedom and flexibility, and it can be as flexible an occupation as you want to make it. If you want to work regular hours and draw a regular paycheck, you can choose to be an in-house translator for a firm that uses translators or for an agency. Or if you prefer to follow your own schedule, working as a freelance translator will let you do so. If you like organizing and managing, you could become a project manager. If you prefer to work at the beach or in cutoffs, being a freelance translator lets you do both. A translator's workload can be as varied as he or she desires. If you prefer to become an expert on all the aspects of one subject and want to deal with that all the time, you can. Even in a specific field, such as the legal or medical fields, the topics that arise within that field can be endless and endlessly fascinating, should that field fascinate you. But if you have more of a broad-based intelligence and prefer to be a generalist, translation is one place where a generalist can earn a living doing varied work. The profession of translation is dynamic. It's constantly changing, particularly with the increasing numbers of computer tools available to those in the field. Therefore, another benefit is that you're working in a dynamic field. Translation can be fascinating. How many occupations pay you to read and learn more about your favorite subject or subjects, or new and interesting subjects, and then communicate what you just learned and read to someone else, all while getting to play with language? Teaching fits some of this description, but not all of it. So if this job description entices you, then translation might be a perfect fit. And when a job is a perfect fit, that provides lifelong satisfaction. Translation can be creative. Despite the inroads that CAT tools and machine translation are making into the field, translating is ultimately an extremely creative occupation. A translator is a writer or communicator in one language, and a reader in a second language. He or she takes whatever communication is given to him or her and transfers its meaning, style, and flavor into a new creation that is a close reinterpretation of the original. At its best, translation is a combination of art and craft, and much more of those than it is a science. Translation allows a person to be altruistic and to help others. Surprised? While translation doesn't strike everyone as perhaps the most obvious occupation in which to help others, as opposed to, say, social work, medicine, psychology, or spiritual advising, translators help others in a great many ways. One clear way to help others as a translator is to volunteer to do pro bono work as a translator for NGOs such as Translators Without Borders or as an interpreter. But as a translation professional, you can still earn a living and help others immensely. For example, someone who doesn't speak English will be at a complete loss if they are forced to deal with the local legal system, either on a criminal or civil basis. Your ability to step in and interpret, or to translate documents for them, can be considered humanitarian aid. Another example is a translator that provides crucial translations for patients who do not speak English, so that they may communicate with the medical staff. A translator gets to travel. Do you like to travel or live in a foreign country for an extended period of time? Translators and interpreters have many opportunities for travel, from being a tour guide to attending committee meetings and sessions of the EU to living as an expat in an exotic locale. The possibilities are endless and worldwide. Yet another of the many benefits of being a professional translator. Translation is also emotionally rewarding. Translating can be a very satisfying occupation. Finding a good solution to a tricky terminological puzzle can be immensely satisfying, and finishing a project or turning in a translation can feel great. When a job is a good fit, it provides a person with long-term satisfaction. Translation is also financially rewarding. If you're a good translator and do a decent job of leveraging your skills, you can demand a decent rate and earn a good living. How much might you earn? Is translation financially rewarding? How much do translators earn? Are you well paid for your efforts? Good questions. The truth is simple. If you want to earn as much as a pop star does, you should become one. If you want to make a good living as a translator, you can do so, but be prepared to do a serious amount of work. The U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics projects a 42% increase in translation and interpreting jobs between 2012 and 2022. The level of income you can earn depends largely on how you are positioned in the market. The 2007 American Translators Association's Translation and Compensation Survey provides us with some useful figures. 2006 average gross income by employment classification, U.S.-based respondents. Full-time, in-house, private sector, $59,472. Part-time, in-house, private sector, $24,304. full-time independent contractor, $60,423. Part-time independent contractor, $22,935. Translation and interpreting company owner, $67,559. Educator, $50,958. Government employee, $59,924. Median pay, from 2018 stats, $49,930 per year, or $24 per hour. Professional, scientific, and technical services, $55,450. Government employee, $54,940. Hospital, local, state, and private, $49,530. Educational services, state, local, and private, $47,940. Of course, these are averages, and from 2018. There are many factors that determine a translator's financial success, some more tangible than others. Nonetheless, if you have the right skills, mindset, marketing ability, and personality type, these numbers paint a clear picture. You can earn your living as a translator and enjoy it. Review questions. Question 1. True or false? All translators come from upper-class backgrounds. Answer. False. Translators come from all walks of life. Question 2. What do translators have in common? Answer. A love and passion for language. Question 3. Name 10 personality traits a translator needs. Answer. Any and all of the following: reliable, trustworthy, ethical, self-disciplined, punctual, organized, responsible, aware of their strengths and weaknesses, conscientious, patient, detail-oriented, diligent, hardworking, self-effacing, communicative, helpful, concerned about people, and confident but self-critical. Question 4. What was the average annual salary for a full-time translator in the most recent study? Answer. Roughly $50,000 on average. Question 5. What 4 skills must a translator have? Answer. The ability to 1. Read one language well. 2. Write in another language well. 3. Analyze a text well. And 4. Understand at least 2 languages well. Question 6. Does a translator need to be bilingual or multilingual? And what does that mean? Answer. Definitions vary, but the answer is no. Being bilingual, essentially fluent in 2 languages, or multilingual, essentially fluent in more than 2 languages, is not required. Just the ability to read, write, and/or understand 2 or more languages well. Indeed, a bilingual person is not necessarily the best-equipped person to become a translator. Question 7. What does native language mean, and what's another term for this? Answer. A person's native language is the primary language they grew up speaking in childhood, and is also called one's mother tongue. If 2 languages were spoken in the home, or if a person moved to another country at a young age, he or she can have 2 native languages. Question 8. How many languages should a translation professional translate from? Answer. As many or as few as he or she knows well enough to do a good job translating. Question 9. Name 10 benefits of being a translator. Answer. The following adjectives and descriptions: freedom, flexibility, creative, dynamic, an opportunity to help others, fascinating, varied, the opportunity for travel, emotionally rewarding, and financially rewarding. Question 10. What language should a translation professional translate into, and why? Answer. A translation professional should always translate only into his or her native language, because even if they are very near fluent in a second language, they are still very likely to make small errors that will instantly be readily apparent to a native speaker.